Hey, hello out there to everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Purpose Driven Entrepreneur Podcast. We're streaming live on Facebook right now. My name is Matt Browning, and I just want to thank you for the download. Thank you for the stream, for the subscription, however you're getting this. Thank you for participating and being part of it. If you haven't already, the podcast is live. It is on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on Google Play. So subscribe. And please do the podcast and myself a huge favor. Rate and review if you haven't already, especially on iTunes. It's going to be a big, big thing for us. And of course, if you're on Facebook right now, then you're joining this live and you can comment and interact throughout the next 20 minutes or so. So let's jump into it. So today, the bonus session, we are talking about the four laws of money. And I was just ran a workshop this last weekend called Venture, and it was all about kind of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, in the work of business and sales and marketing and our marketing messages and all that. And one of the things that came up at the end of the workshop was people talked about money stuff. And someone specifically said, hey, I love all this business talk, but I need to get my money stuff cleared. And I was guided that I felt like one of the things I needed to share was something I've lived my life by for a long time, called the four money laws. And I'd love to take a moment right now and to share exactly what that is. It's a way of approaching money from a kind of a flow perspective. And here's what's important about the four money laws. There's only four. If you do them in the right order, you'll get money abundance. You'll have prosperity. It'll be easy. If you do them in the wrong order, a lot of people miss some. They skip ahead from one to three, or they miss one in the first place and go straight to two or three or four. If you go in the wrong order, you're always going to find some kind of a conflict or a roadblock, and there's just an issue with it. So I hope this blesses you, and let me know if it makes sense. Feel free to comment below. Hi, Kate. I just saw Kate in there, and Don, cousin Don's on. Mitch is here. Awesome. Hi, guys. Feel free to comment with any questions you have or any comments at all. And towards the end, I'll get to and answer as many questions as I can around the subject of money. So money's a thing that I think people struggle with a ton. We'll probably do a full podcast episode just on a wider variety of topics on money. But for this bonus episode, I just want to start straight with just the four money laws and then I just go right into it. So here are the four money laws in the order that we need to master them. The number one law is the law of receiving. The second law is the law of spending. The third law is the law of saving. And the final law is the law of investing. So it's receiving, spending, saving, and investing. And I'll explain a little bit more about that right now. So this, again, will transform your relationship with money. A lot of people are great at spending or great at saving, but they're not great at receiving. And there's a problem with each one of those. So let's break that down. The first one is the law of receiving. Why is this important? Well, it's important because if you can't receive in the first place, you're not going to really be able to have anything to do things with anyway. You know you have a problem with the laws of receiving if you're constantly living in a very small, short flow, like a very, instead of having a river of money, you have a little peddly stream of money. If you're not having a strong inflow and outflow of money, you probably haven't mastered the law of receiving. So let me give you a metaphor. Think of it like this. Let's just say that money represents units of energy. And if I'm going to, just move myself a little bit, if I'm going to work, let's just say I work for a company and I get a paycheck. So I'm going to talk about time, value, effort, and money all as in units of energy. So let's just say I work 40 hours a week, and that represents 100 units of energy. So I go to work, and I'm going to give my employer 100 units of energy. Then in return, at the end of the week, I'll receive a paycheck back, and that paycheck represents also whatever money I made, but let's call that 100 units of energy also, okay? So follow me on this. I give 100 units of energy. I'm going to receive 100 units of energy, right? So even Steven. The secret with the law of receiving, though, is understanding how to start it. If you're looking around waiting to receive first, it doesn't work that way, right? Napoleon Hill said it best in Think and Grow Rich. Law number two, there's six, not laws, these are like a kind of rules around money that Napoleon came up with. But in the second law of success, he said that you have to decide exactly what you'll do or give in exchange as service for the money you want to receive. So if I want to get, let's just say $1,000, The first question to ask is not where can I get $1,000? The very first question to ask is where can I give $1,000 worth of energy or value so that I can then turn around and receive that back? Now, sometimes we receive from the same source that we give. Sometimes we receive from a brand new source. So there's times when, even at the seminar this weekend, where I spent time with someone and really just had this deep conversation on a break or wherever it was, and just poured energy and value into someone's life, and they never purchased or enrolled in anything with me. But then I turned around, and right behind me, there was someone else who said I had almost no interaction with. But they said, here's my application. I'm in. I want to do your coaching program. I was like, wow, that's cool. So if that makes sense, you can pour energy in one way and then receive the units of energy or in the form of money back from someone else. So that works with volunteering. It works with family, right? I can pour energy, units of energy into my family and then receive in the business context. So there's lots of ways to accomplish that. But that's kind of the bottom line, if that makes sense, is you want to give the energy first and then receive it second. If you do not feel like you have $1,000 worth of energy units to give, serve, and a value, there's not a chance that you're gonna be able to receive that on the other side. So that's the first part. So if you're with me on this, we're gonna give 100 units of energy and value, and then you're gonna receive 100 units of energy back in the form of a paycheck. Now the question is, what do you do with the 100 units of energy? Well, that's when you get into the second law. The second law is a law of spending. Now, again, let me reiterate here. If you don't first master the law of receiving states that I have to give in order to receive. And if I'm not in that flow, constantly giving, receiving, there's nothing to spend in the first place. There's nothing to save in the first place. There's nothing to invest. Nothing makes any sense. So one of the hardest but most direct pieces of advice that I give to coaching clients, people that are starting off fresh as an entrepreneur, let's say, you know, I'll say, where are you with money? And they go, well, I quit my job 6 months ago. I'm in this full time and I don't make any money and the savings is almost dried up. So I hope this will work and I need to start making money. And they don't like it. But the first piece of advice is you might need to go out and get a job, right? You got to go and work. There's something important about just being out in the flow of giving value and receiving value back, right? Giving your time, receiving money. You just have to get yourself into that flow first before anything else happens. So I don't care if you go to work, you know, where I did, like a Sizzler Steakhouse, or go to work at Ace Hardware. You got to do something to get the flow of money going again. And even if it's not a lot, don't worry about it, right? You can still get something coming in. You know, I remember talking to a coach, a brand new life coach, and they didn't have any clients going. They were trying to get this working, and they knew they could make a lot of money an hour. So I said, well, how much, you know, what do you earn in an hour? And they said, $150. And I said, great. How many clients do you have? And this person said, well, none right now. So I said, okay, cool. So you make $0 an hour. And they were like, what? No, I make $150 an hour. I said, well, how many clients do you have? She said, zero. I said, you make $0 an hour. You do not make any money right now. I don't care what you think you're supposed to make. If you don't see any clients, you're not making any money. So there's something so powerful about getting into the flow. So go work somewhere. Do something to receive. All right, I think I've harped on that enough. Let's go to law two, the law of saving. Oh, sorry, the law of spending. That's actually more important first. So the second part, this is where some of you have mastered the law of receiving, but you haven't gotten into the law of spending yet. Here's how it works. You give 100 units of energy for work. You receive 100 units of energy back in the form of money. And now you have to decide what to spend. So now you have 100 units of energy and you got to spend them somewhere. And this is where you spend things on your needs and on your wants. Now, sometimes you might feel stuck, and you might feel stuck if you are making some money, but you're not able to let it go, right? You're not able to give that back into value back to the world and receive your needs and wants for it. So if that's an issue, that's one of the first things to look at, okay? Is the law of spending. So are you willing to part with your money? And I have a little insight for you. If you're not willing to part with your money, right? If you had $100 in your pocket right now and I said, hey, there's something valuable over there and it's an opportunity that's great and you need to spend $100 to get it and it's worth more than that, would you be able to or not? And some people, the reason why they don't spend is because there's this scarcity and this fear that if they spend it, if I spend $100 over there, I will no longer have it. And if I don't have it anymore, I won't get it again. And that's not necessary. There's a different conversation we could have around stewarding money, around taking care of it, making smart decisions. But if you're just worried about spending it because it'll be gone, you're not really mastering the law of spending. You're not understanding that there actually is abundance where if I spend this on a need or a want, I can turn back around and go get it back again, right? There's a constant flow of I give energy, I receive it back. I give energy, I receive it back, right? And then I can spend whatever comes in as much as I want. Now, don't worry. We'll get to the next part about how much you should keep. But for now, consider give 100 units of energy in effort, receive 100 units of energy in money, and now you're going to spend 100 units of energy on your needs and on your wants, okay? And if you can do that habitually, you won't be behind, you won't be ahead, but you will be in the flow, which is a good place to be. So if you haven't been able to do that effectively, I would really encourage you to do that. The next time you get a paycheck or get paid from a client, go buy something. Go buy one thing you need and go buy one thing you want. Even if it's a lamp or a pair of socks or a movie ticket or something, go buy something for yourself, something that you want, if you've been stuck in that space, okay? Number three, the law of saving. Good, I'm just seeing if you would fill that in or not. So number three is the law of savings. So let's go back to the beginning. The law of receiving says I'm going to give 100 units of energy in my form of my work. I'm going to receive 100 units of energy back in the form of paycheck. Now I'm going to spend 100 units of energy. But when we get into the law of saving, that's where you have to alter it a little bit. So you might want to consider a belief. I carry this belief, and I think it works really well. I believe that part of everything I earn is mine to keep. Part of everything I earn is mine to keep. So now consider, instead of spending 100 units of energy, what if instead you spent, I don't know, 90 units of energy, but you kept 10% back for yourself? 90 units out, 10 you came back in. Here's the truth. You could get by spending 90% of what you make. I promise you it's true. Now you might be thinking, Matt, you don't understand. I only make $1,000 a month and my bills are $1,400. I only make $10,000 a month, my bills are $12,000. Trust me, wherever you are, I promise you I understand. But here's the question I want to ask you. Has there ever been a time in your life that you made less than you're currently making right now? Has there ever been a time? Has there? Well, I don't know about you, but for me, there's been a time in my life when I've made less than I make right now. And you probably might have a time in your life that you've made more than you're currently making right now, right? So if you've ever made more or less than you're making right now, you've just proven it to yourself. You can get by with 90% or less than what you're currently spending. Because here's the truth. If you, let's just say you're making $50,000 a year. If I cut your paycheck by 10% right now today, and no longer are you making 50%, but you're making, you're no longer making $50,000, now you're making $45,000. If that's true, I guarantee you'd find a way to adjust your assets, wouldn't you? Of course you would, right? Not assets, what am I saying? My goodness, I'm all over the place right now. I'm just so excited about this. If you cut your income from $50,000 to $45,000 in a year, or from $100,000 to $90,000 in a year, I promise you, you'd adjust your expenses, wouldn't you? You'd have to, and you've probably done it automatically because you had no other choice. Well, what if you instead, what if you took the choice back and you took it and made it on purpose for yourself and you said, you know what, I make $100,000 a year, but I'm going to choose to live on 90 instead of 100. I make 50 a year, I'm going to choose to live on 45. Because if you got cut down to 45, you'd have to, the choice would be made for you. So why not do it on purpose and then you actually give yourself that 10% extra for yourself? Now, there's a second part to that conversation that I think kind of deserves its own conversation. But if you were in the mindset of and the belief system of tithing, which is tithing is a word standing for the tenth. That's where it comes from. So if you're going to tithe, right, from the Hebrew, they always talk about tithing, which is bringing a tenth. And the cool thing about tithing biblically or spiritually was always that you would tithe the first tenth, not just a tenth, but the first tenth. So for me and my family, what we do is out of 100% of what comes in, we take the very first tenth I get paid every Friday from the company. So I set myself up on a salary. If we make big money, I don't take big money. If we make small, I don't have to get cut. If you're self-employed, I cannot encourage you enough to find a way to start getting yourself onto a regular salary. Just get that going, because then you can really steward your money well. So every Friday I get paid, and Friday it goes in direct deposit. And then Friday night or Saturday morning, we have an automatic check going out to the church for a tithe. So whatever your belief system is, spiritual, religious, or otherwise, find a place to make sure that you're tithing, right? If you're part of a church, you would tithe to the church. If you do not believe in that, or you have a whole different background, you can still at least follow the principle, which is taking the first fruits and sowing them or giving them to where there's a need. So make sure that you take, if you can, right? And again, if you don't think you can live on 90%, like, don't do this in the first place. You're not going to really get ahead. But guess what? If you can live on 90%, could you live on 80%? Of course you can. Again, if I cut your salary from 50 to 40 grand a year, you would absolutely find a way to live on 40 grand a year. So why not just decide to do that up front right here, right now? And then now you got 20% to do something with, right? So that's the law of saving. So I take 20%, but you can start with 10, right? Start with, you know, I know some people who save, tithe, and then save like a total of 50% of their income. Why not? So we take the first 10% and we tithe and we give back to God. The second 10%, we save. And it was really cool. At first, we actually took that 10% and we put that to pay down debt, so we never owed it again. Once the debt was gone, then we took that same 10% and we saved it. And we kept it because I believe that part of everything I earn is mine to keep. Okay? So that's the law of saving. You got to believe that first, and then decide to save that for yourself. And now what'll happen? Follow me on this for a 10-month journey. You give 100 units of energy. You receive 100 units of energy as a paycheck. Cool. Now you tithe 10, you save 10, and you spend 80 on your needs and on your wants. So at the end of 1 month, how many units of energy do you have? If you're paying attention to this and actually listening, you could even type that in the comments right now if you're on Facebook with me right now. How many units of energy do you have left over after 1 month? And then if we did it again, give 100 units of energy, receive 100 units of energy in a paycheck, tithe, save another 10%. And then we spend the 80, guess how much is left? Another 10%. So month one, you get 10% saved. But month two, you save another 10, now you got 20% saved. What happens in month three? You guessed it, 30%. So after 10 months of doing this, you actually have a whole 100% of your energy that you once had to work for. Now follow me on this. Instead of having to work 40 hours a week to receive that 100 units of energy, over the period of 10 months, you've actually set aside the exact same amount of energy in the form of money that has already been done, has already worked for. You do not have to work for it ever again, right? It's a whole paycheck worth. And now that's how savings really works. And that's where we get to. I'm going to wrap up with this. The fourth law of money is the law of investing. So the law of investing works like this. I want my money to work for me. Imagine every dollar you make, there's a little dime, a 10%, right? A 10 cent coin is out there doing your same job for you, is working for you, doing something for you. It's so cool. If you make $1,000, there's a little mini version of you, a little money baby, a money baby. It's probably just as good looking, just as fun. But that little money baby of yours is 10% of what you've made, and that's going to go out and do something for you. Okay. So you give 100 units of energy, you receive 100 units of energy, you save 10, you tithe 10, save 10, spend 80. You do that over and over again, and you save 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, all the way to 100%. And then some. Once you get to 100%, then you decide, what do I want to do with this little money baby? Put it to work for you. And that's where investing comes in. So you take your money, and I believe that a portion of everything I earn should multiply, right? That's the key for that. So you take a portion of that money and you invest it in something that will give you a return. There's a lot of ways to invest and get a return. The most common way is in stocks or investments of some kind, right? Now, what a stock actually is, I'm not going to teach stocks right now, but what a stock actually is meant to be, at least what it was early on in its lifestyle hundreds of years ago, it's meant to be ownership in a company. So there's an owner of a company and they say, hey, we need more money to go invest in this company so then we can turn around and make even more money, right? I can reach a new market, we can get new technology or something. So I give some of my money into that company, and then when they use my money to make more, then I'm going to get what's called a dividend, or I'm going to get a return on my investment. They're going to say, hey, thank you for your $1,000. Here's an extra 100 or 80 or 120, as that's a portion of the profits we made with your money. Now, that's how it's supposed to be. See, stocks were never meant to be speculative and I put money in and if it goes up, then I win. And if I don't, you know, I lose. So don't invest in stuff like that. Invest in something that will pay you a dividend. Okay, so that's the secret word for today, dividend. Invest in a company. Now, if it's a publicly traded company and you can buy a stock, look at stocks that pay dividends. You know, I think last time I checked, Verizon was a stock like that, where, you know, you put money in there and even if the stock goes up or stock goes down, you still get a dividend or a percentage of the earnings, which is really smart, right? But there's other places you can go. You could look at a startup. You can invest in yourself. You know, I've seen a lot of people in the entrepreneur space, you don't realize it, but literally taking some of that money and investing in a wardrobe or a makeover or education, all of that is investment in yourself. If you're in business, a portion of everything we earn at Evolution in the business goes back into the business. So it goes back in and we invest in future advertising that we know we'll make more money from. Or I invest in, 2 years ago, I invested in a better office and that has given an ROI because now we've had a higher prestige level. We've had different, we've had space where we can do workshops and so forth and so on. So always think about, can you invest in yourself? Can you invest in your business? And investment in yourself isn't just something, pay attention, it's not something you want to do because it sounds cool. Investing in yourself isn't just getting a coach or a program because you want to do it. You got to look at the return on investment. You're welcome, Tina. She says, so good. Thanks, Matt. if you're really honestly investing in yourself or investing in your business, you got to answer the question honestly, what am I getting back from this? What is my actual return on investment? So if I hire this coach, which I think is a very viable thing to do, if I hire this coach, will I be able to turn this coaching time into money, right? Into increased revenue, into increased client intake? Will I be able to get a new client because of it? That's what you need to be able to look at. And if you can't answer that honestly or tangibly, it might not be an investment. It might just be you making an excuse to spend more money because you like to buy a boatload of programs and you like to hire coaches. And then 10 years later, you'll be in the boat with a lot of other people where they say, I spent all this money, I hired every coach and no one worked. Well, they're never going to work. It has to be you. But if you know that you can make something happen, if you know that you can get a bigger outreach, you can. If you just had a different piece of technology or a better marketing education, would you be able to hire, or not hire, but would you be able to find more clients? If the answer is yes, and you'll be able to turn those people into paying clients with better revenue, then by all means, invest in yourself or invest in your business. So those are the four money laws. To recap real quick, if you're listening at the very end, it's the law of receiving. You have to be able to give the energy first in service to receive the energy back. Master that one first. Without that, you can't make the rest of them work. Law number two is the law of spending. Once you're giving and receiving value and energy, you got to be able to let it go. I remember I was a kid and I'd go to the liquor store down the street from the house and I used to get I'd save up some money and get a pack of gum. It was a 5-pack, one of those little 5-packs of gums with the gum sticks. And I remember buying a gum pack and holding it and keeping it. And I wouldn't open it up because I never wanted it to be gone. And I remember as a little kid, I was 7, 8 years old, maybe older than that, probably older than that because I went to the liquor store. maybe I was like 12 or 13. But at any rate, I was a young kid. And I remember thinking, having a scarcity mindset of, once I open it up, if I take one, then there's only 4 left. And then eventually it's going to be gone. I never wanted my gum that was my brand new thing I just got. I never wanted it to be gone. So I was always scared of opening it. So I would keep it and hoard it. I had to fight that urge. And that's where the law of spending comes in. Once you receive, you got to be willing to let it go, right? Let the river flow. Once you got the river flowing, then the third law is the law of savings, which means you don't have to spend all of it. You can spend only as much as you need or want to, and you can save some for yourself. Part of everything you earn is yours to keep. And once you've been saving and the savings starts compounding, the last thing is, what are you going to do with the savings? Hopefully you will invest it and it should be multiplying. If you can't see what the return is, you're not really investing. You're just secretly spending money but trying to make yourself feel better because you're calling it investments. All right, that's it for today. I hope that was a valuable session for you. I hope that was fun. Remember, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening on Facebook, head over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play. Search for my name, Matt Browning. It's the Purpose Driven Entrepreneur Podcast live right now. Make sure you subscribe so you'll get an automatic download for every new episode to the device of your choosing. It's free. There's no advertising. Always going to be free. And I'm going to keep teaching and bringing nuggets like this. We're bringing interviews. A lot of cool stuff coming up. There's a bonus episode from Facebook that drops. I go Mondays live every Monday afternoon, Monday at midnight. It'll drop to your phone. If you miss it on Facebook, it'll be right there in the podcast. And Thursday night at midnight, the main episode for the week will drop with a little bit longer teaching point or an interview with an expert. That's going to be a lot of fun. So the Purpose Driven Entrepreneur Podcast, thanks for the rating. Thanks for the review. It means the world to me. It really helps to get this message out more. Love you guys. And I will see you next Monday. Bye for now.